This is Dana and Jason in the Morning.
Podcast. On demand.
At WBLI.com.
What do you hate being called by men at 955-9254? Because this morning we're going to make a list giving a warning to men. Please don't call us this. At 955-9254. And to all our ladies who call in this morning, we're hooking you up with passes to our Heels and Handbags party happening tomorrow night at the Emporium in Patchogue. Giving away designer shoes and designer handbags every 10 minutes at the party. And if you win, your friend wins automatically. This is one of your last chances to get in. And this comes up because, John, online, you are in trouble again at the office. Why do you do this?
I kind of just live my life and then I get in trouble every single day somehow.
You had good intentions because I think you were trying to compliment
I was trying to give a compliment and it totally backfired.
You called a woman at our office.
Well, she was an older woman and she's attractive, and so I called her a cougar.
Didn't like it.
But wow. Isn't a cougar, the implications there, like, you're hot.
Nope. And you know what's so funny is that last week, this was in my prep that I send out to everyone on the show that clearly you don't read, that J-Lo made a statement that she hates being called a cougar. Women, I don't know that most women want to be called that. It makes us feel like, A, you don't want to be called old, first of all, and then you don't want to feel desperate, second of all, and a cougar kind of combines those two things, and it also makes us feel like we're doing something we shouldn't be doing, which is just being attracted to who we're attracted to. Like, for example, Justin Bieber, you know? Like, I mean, I don't think that makes me a cougar.
It totally makes, Justin Bieber can call you a cougar then.
No, it makes you a lesbian. No, the problem is that, first of all, stop calling her an older woman, because that's an insult in itself.
But she is an older woman.
And secondly, cougar is like, I'm preying on someone.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm desperate and I need it and I want it and I have to have it.
Exactly.
But isn't the main, like, underlying message when you call someone a cougar that you're a sexy, hot woman?
Like, that's not how we receive it. And so, okay, that just makes it clear that you have good intentions, but you're failing miserably.
Huh.
If you want to just say I'm a hot and leave out the older, just say that I'm hot.
But if you're old and you're hot, then...
I'm not old, but... And this person in the office doesn't want to be called old either.
And by me calling her a cougar, that's me calling her old?
Yeah.
Yeah. You could have just called her a gilf, a grandmother I like to.
You can't say that word.
Grandma. Huh. But I feel like maybe there are other guys that just don't get it. Like, there are these things that you might say thinking, oh, she's going to like this one.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's other words that I don't know if I call someone, like, you know, hot or... What's up, Shode? What?
No, that's just embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
Some girls, I guarantee there's a bunch of girls listening that I just said Shode, and they were like, hey.
No.
They Shode. Actually changed the channel.
All those girls are now listening to Walk.
No! I think they turn the volume up on Dana and Jason in the morning.
They'd rather torture themselves with Michael Bolton than listen to you say that word awkwardly.
What, the word Shode?
Yes, exactly. Okay, what is the word for you as a woman? When you hear it, you cringe, you get offended, you don't like it, you're turned off from this person. Wow. You might have thought about it, but now you're definitely not thinking about it. What is the word for you? We're making an official list and hooking up all of our friends that call this morning with passes to our Heels and Handbags party. Don't offend them when they come to the Heels and Handbags party.
How do I know if I'm going to offend them? If I could just...
By what we're doing right now. Hey, Patricia.
Hi. I hate being called ma'am.
Oh my gosh, me too. Oh.
Yeah, don't call me ma'am.
They call everyone ma'am.
Okay,
down south.
That's like the one thing I use every day of my life. Because it's a respect thing.
No, it's not. It's an old thing. Call me miss. Hi, miss. How are you, miss? Hi, ma'am. How are you, ma'am?
But, okay.
No. Just call me nothing.
Miss is up here. That's like, but in the South,
what do you mean it's up there?
It's up. Miss is a northerner thing.
Oh.
It's miss and ma'am are the exact same thing. We would
you
never go.
Old, though, ma'am. Hello, ma'am. I feel like I'm so old. I'm
but Patricia, what if a gay says it and goes, oh, you work, ma'am?
It's different because you're gay and you're wonderful.
Okay, well, let's not go crazy. Like,
Patricia, I can call you ma'am.
You can call me ma'am, Jason.
Patricia, I think I can make the word ma'am sexy. I think I could try it.
Sexy.
What if I, all right, she's ready. She's like ready to hear this. What if I was like, hey, ma'am.
No, John.
If you need
that would be weird and creepy.
Let Patricia finish.
Why is it whispering?
If you say it in a whisper, it's sexy. Hey, man.
I don't think it was sexy.
No,
so
obviously.
Close.
Thank you, Patricia.
Bye,
that
ma'am.
Is definitely on our list.
Thank you.
Hi, Nicole.
Hey, dear. How are you?
Oh, I don't like that.
Oh, you want to add that to the list?
I don't like dear. It either sounds condescending or sarcastic. Like, I don't believe you that you think I'm a dear genuinely. Because am I? And or it sounds like you're too young and you don't. don't really understand, dear. Also, sweetie. I'm neither of those things.
Oh, but everyone's right here. Okay, friends.
Thank you, friends. Nicole, what do you hate being called?
Okay, the two things I hate the most is the one that's worse than cougar.
Okay, what?
I think we could all agree that MILF is 100 times worse than cougar.
Yeah, I don't want to be called that.
What are you talking about? You are a MILF, Dana.
Ew, stop saying that.
You're a MILF. It's just know everybody knows it.
Why can't I just be... Just drop the M.
But you're a mom of three.
I don't want to be...
Four on the way, I'm sure.
Leave the mom out of it, because basically you're talking about something sexy, and now it's not qualified as sexy because you just reminded everyone I have three children.
But we're re-qualifying you guys.
Don't tie it into the mom.
Yeah, don't tie it into the mom thing.
Yeah, so that goes right into the other one that I hate. When guys come are like, hey, mommy.
Oh, my gosh, I hate that, too.
Oh, my God. First of all, I am not your mommy.
Ew, and I'm not your mama either, which I thought ended in the 90s with A.C. Slater and Saved by the Bell.
Oh, boy.
But no, there is a man who insists on calling me that, and I'm not naming names, but he does. And it's really annoying, Peter.
There he is.
Dana, is it Jason?
No, it's someone named Peter.
But I feel like
doesn't work here anymore.
I feel like with these mom themes with MILF and hey, mommy, that's like hotter that you're a mom. It's like that's something like extra hot.
Well, it's almost weird, isn't it, Nicole? That like we don't know why you're exactly saying mama if you're trying to remind us that we have kids, or if you're just being super creepy.
They want to be burped and changed.
You're making me think of my children.
Exactly.
Not of, like, sexual situation.
Nothing will ever be hot about that.
John online wants to be treated like a child.
Oh, yes, I do, mama.
Oh, my God.
Feed me.
Do you
want
one of those, like, diaper baby
types? Oh. I don't like this.
I would take John online in a diaper.
Jason.
Sorry. I want to be called MILF.
Hey, Samantha.
Hello.
Hi from Quorum. You hate being called what?
Ma.
Oh, no.
By your kids or by a man?
By a man. I hate when somebody turns around and goes, hey, yo, ma. Like, it's ridiculous. I am not your mother.
Oh,
I do not give birth to you. Do not call me ma.
Do you see? Do you see this? Like, well, are you learning something today?
The thing is that ma is like one of my prime time words that I use just in a text.
Prime time words?
I text it. Like, I'll be like, yo, what up, ma?
No.
I'm trying to be urban. I'm trying to be ghetto.
She rolls her eyes and it makes her skin crawl.
Disrespectful. That's exactly what
it is. But I don't mean to be disrespectful, ma.
Ew, stop saying
it. See, the way I say it, it's so respectful.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Huh. Yeah, big turn off.
Isn't this the best thing we've ever done?
I would love just to be called anything at this point, ma. I'm okay with that. It works on me.
That would make no sense. In what context would anyone ever call you ma?
Have you seen me in short shorts?
Oh, boy.
Hold on one sec, friend. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good from Holbrook. What do you hate being called?
Sweetie. I can't deal with sweetie.
I can't even see someone calling you that.
It's horrible.
You just sound like I'm too tough for that.
She sounds like a boss.
I have no problem being called MILF.
Oh, you want MILF.
Girls don't like it, but you know what? I mean, they want you.
But they're qualifying the fact that you're a mother.
I am, and I'm proud to be one.
Well, I'm proud to be one, but I don't want it to have to do with my sex appeal. You're all right with it.
I'm okay.
Sweetie, I feel like robs you of your power. Don't
Absolutely.
Call me that.
That's exactly.
Don't
what
be
it
a
is.
Power destroyer.
Well, what if we took that old school word, sweetie, chopped off the Y, added an S, and said, what's up, sweets?
Yeah. Sweet.
Well, I just got confused at what that little math
it
problem.
It's more youthful.
Was that
the kids
core
are
math?
Saying.
Sweet.
What's up, sweets?
Common core.
Would you say it with a little smirk? Like, look, Dana, what's up? What's up, sweets?
No, that doesn't work.
I feel like if he adds like a gay thing to it, he could work it out. Like,
oh, like I could.
Hey, sweetie.
Oh.
Do you think that would work for me? Hey, sweetie. Like
yeah,
that?
That's good.
Yeah, actually, that didn't offend me at all.
No.
I still have my power intact.
But do you want to hook up?
No.
Oh.
Judy from Bohemia, what do you hate being called?
Shudda. Don't call me Shudda.
That's embarrassing.
Isn't that the best one?
No, like, hey, Shudda. I'm not your Shudda.
Judy, but you're kind of like working it for me for how you're saying it. I'm like, yes, sister, I am
she
your Shudda.
She exudes that on the phone.
I know. I just want to put her in my decaf coffee and call it a day. Yes.
Like, you walk up and say, hey, Shudda, how you doing today, Shudda?
Ew,
I'm just not comfortable with it.
I don't blame you.
If it's the New York realness that you're giving me right now, but whatever you want to put me in, I say yes, ma'am.
Oh, you say yes.
No, you're probably being called sugar by the wrong guys. Like, I know the guys that are calling you sugar, like those 45 overweight, like, hey, sugar.
Yeah, the guys at the hot dog truck. Hey,
exactly.
Oh, the guy in the hot dog truck.
That's exactly the person I was describing. But you haven't been called sugar in the right context. So let me try this out, sugar. Now, see? I slipped it in. And how do you feel about that?
I think that we should add John to the creepy list.
Thank you. Ding. Yeah, you almost...
No, don't ring my bell.
Lauren?
Yes?
Hi, from St. James. What do you hate being called?
I can't stand when men call me shorty.
That's my favorite.
That's so embarrassing for them.
You're not gonna say to a girl who's fat, "Hey, fatty."
Oh wait, it doesn't literally mean they're short.
No, when I say that, I'm like,
but I just can't stand it.
I don't blame you.
No, I don't use shorty to say that they're short. I just go, "Hey, Sade," and I sing it sometimes. Sade,
John.
What? Sade is a panty dropper.
Fine, if you want to be embarrassing, then go ahead.
So. Wait, what if I sang it though? Sade, isn't that?
No, I think that's the
other. Can you just imagine John online at a bar? Hey, what up? Sade?
Ew, no, it would be embarrassing.
You don't have to imagine it at a bar. You could just come out with me this weekend where I'm saying, hey, Sade.
Women are probably laughing at you with their friends.
Fleeing the scene.
That, I can't believe men actually say that. I can't believe that has to be added to the list. It's not bad. Hey, Laura.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, you hate being called what?
Well, they call me pleasantly plump.
Pleasantly plump.
I mean, I'm overweight, but a little bit, but they should judge me for who I am, right?
Wait, what individual has made the mistake of calling you pleasantly plump?
Well, they said that's better than saying, you know, overweight.
Plump.
Well, I'm hearing this, and I'm thinking that that's a compliment, because you're pleasantly plump. You're pleased with the plumpness.
But you know what the truth is? They really never said pleasantly. I put that in. They just said I'm plump.
You probably work with that, too.
John,
what's
no
up?
You can't.
You're looking plump today, honey.
If you add honey
to the plump. add honey to the plump.
Oh, add honey to the plump.
Does that work? What's up, you plump honey?
Are you describing an apple? What are you doing?
I think it works if you say, what's up?
John.
But I love you because I'm pleased that you're... I love you because you're plump. And so therefore I'm saying you're pleasantly plump.
Oh, I said pleasantly. They never said the word pleasantly.
You are making that. John is sweating.
Because I see where this person, you could call her plump.
Hold on, friend. John, regroup.
Dana and Jason in the morning. Catch more weekday mornings on 106.1 BLI.
And anytime on demand at WBLI.com.